Corny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad, and funny criminals.
Drunken Darth. A number of Star Wars fans have been involved in a fight. The incident took place outside a Jedi church in Holyhead, Wales. Two men dressed in Star Wars costumes were dueling with lightsabers as they filmed a documentary. All of a sudden, this guy dressed as Darth Vader appeared and started attacking us, said one of the men. No one was safe, as we were attacked by the most evil man in cinema history, he added. Apparently the man, 27-year-old Arwell Jones, used a crutch as a lightsaber. Jones, who has a drink problem, was given a fine and a suspended sentence. During the attack, he shouted, "Darth Vader!" as he hit one man on the head with the crutch and then punched the other. However, this man was quite lucky as the real Darth Vader got his hand cut off in the film by Luke Skywalker, then killed by a bolt of lightning.
Drunken Gardener. In another incident, a tuxedo-clad man in New York was caught driving a lawnmower while drunk. The man, who had been banned from driving, was caught at 1 a.m. He has been charged with drunken driving and the unlicensed operation of a vehicle.
Drunken Dad. A strange case came to light in Alice Springs, Australia. A man has been fined for strapping a case of beer into his car with a seatbelt, while his 7-year-old son was left unrestrained. When police stopped the car, the child was sitting in the back of the car. However, a box of 30 cans of beer was strapped in. When questioned about it, the man stared blankly at police officers and said he didn't know anything about it. The police gave the driver a spot fine of $750. "We've never seen anything like it," one of the officers said. According to Australian law, it is the driver's responsibility to make sure all passengers are strapped in. And as far as we know, there is no mention of applying this to a case of beer.